And Hannah's going to bring us our reading for this morning.
Matthew chapter 13, verses 24 to 30. The parable of the weeds. Jesus told them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a man who sowed good seed in his field. But while everyone was sleeping, his enemy came and sowed weeds among the wheat and went away. When the wheat sprouted and formed ears, then the weeds also appeared. The owner's servants came to him and said, "Sir," the servants asked him, "do you want us to go and pull them up?" "No," he answered, "because while you're pulling up the weeds, you may uproot the wheat with them. Let both grow together until the harvest. At that time, I will tell the harvesters, first collect the weeds and tie them in bundles to be burned. Then gather the wheat and bring it into..."
Discover the hope of Jesus. Bangladesh is a remarkably beautiful place, and there are numerous opportunities for God's work in this land. I feel a calling to visit the areas where God's message has yet to reach, to proclaim Jesus' name and to share the gospel. Working among the tea plantation workers here is something I deeply cherish. The people of Bangladesh are experiencing significant poverty, often struggling with food insecurity. Many children are unable to attend school. Women especially face discrimination and lag behind in education.
The individuals I encounter in my missionary work often lead sorrowful lives. I offer encouragement, share the gospel with them, and pray for their well-being. Through this, many individuals find hope and strength, and numerous people have come to believe in Jesus.
We love James and Bina very much. They visit our family 2 or 3 times a week, and we pray together.
Before James and Bina came here to the tea gardens, we did not know anything about Jesus Christ. We were in a bad situation. But after embracing Christianity, we feel that things have improved in our daily lives. When the flood came and destroyed some houses in our village, we faced many problems and could not work. Our biggest challenge was not having any food. But James and Bina supported us greatly by providing rice and other food. We faced discrimination after embracing Christianity, as there are only 2 Christian families in our village.
We endured a lot of trouble, but James and Bina offered us help. We feel a lot better now.
When I witness the personal transformation of families due to my efforts, it brings immense joy and encouragement, reinforcing my belief that God is actively at work in these places. I hold a deep affection for this region and its people.
Christians and non-Christians seek our help, and we witness the power of prayer in their lives. Many individuals have embraced Christianity and are eager to learn more. I feel called to work, particularly with the children, whom I love deeply because education plays a crucial role in this transformation. Children who previously did not attend school are now enrolled, and we see remarkable progress in their lives. I aspire for them to receive a quality education and pursue their dreams of becoming teachers or doctors. I believe it is my calling from God to support and guide them towards a better future. It fills me with pride to know that I am making a difference. There are many places across Bangladesh where people are facing challenges and hardships. We are needed in these places to spread the message of Christ.
For us, watching James and Bina in their ministry is a real privilege. We are astounded by them. They have a really clear vision from God, and they work tirelessly to take the good news across the tea gardens.
People like James and Bina bring hope to communities. They share love and gain the respect of people. So imagine how great it would be if we could equip more people like James and Bina to work across Bangladesh.
The plans that we have is to set up a training centre where we train couples specifically to go into areas so they can do outreach. We're going to train them in some community skills so that they can bring holistic mission into the areas where they're working.
Our vision over the next 5 years is to train at least 120 people and support them in being messengers of hope.
Your gift of £15 could help us train more people like James and Bina so that we can bring the good news of Jesus across Bangladesh. Will you give so that people who've never heard about Jesus before can hear about him for the first time?
Your gifts and prayers really will help to transform lives across Bangladesh.
And most of us like a good cuppa, but probably don't give a lot of thought about where that tea has come from or how, you know, the work that's gone into picking the leaves and turning it into tea leaves and tea bags. And without wanting to get into the environmental issues about whether the tea bags are degradable or not, but that's another story you might want to consider, we need to be messengers of hope. When we're in the Welcome Bap, when we're in a coffee shop, when we're at home, when we're meeting with other folks, hopefully we are messengers of hope rather than messengers of doom and gloom. There's lots of doom and gloom, but there's not a lot of hope. We could make that difference. And James and Bina are trying to make that difference there in Bangladesh, where they are working. We're going to sing
to my bar.
So where would we be without seeds? It's really interesting, isn't it? You know, the Bible talks about the story of the mustard seed. And you know yourself, some fruit has really annoying small pips and some has clunking great stones that you have to work your way around. I once remember working with some children, not in Chard, but in another town in Somerset, who had never opened a melon before. And they were asked to guess, before the melon was cut open, how many seeds they thought were in it. And most thought it might be perhaps one or maybe two. They were therefore really amazed at all the seeds that were inside of a melon when they cut it open. We have our preconceptions, don't we, of what things should be like, what they should look like. And we assume that's how it's going to be. A bit like when you come into church this morning. I wonder if you assumed the heating would be on or whether you just hoped and prayed that it would be. Or whether you wore an extra layer in case it wasn't. Yeah, we have assumptions. So what about the church in Bangladesh? If you could just look at the next slide, Joan, please. So which of these things do you think are in and which are out? In other words, if you were in a church in Bangladesh, which of these things would you find and which would you not find? Thank you, Joan. Shoes, chairs, projectors, loudspeakers, technology, instruments, Bibles, and only 25% of us can read. Apart from the bottom one, all the rest we take for granted that we're going to have in this building, don't we? We maybe underestimate the bottom one, by the way. We assume everybody has adult literacy, but that's a rash assumption. So how many of those do you think are in and how many are out if you're in church in Bangladesh? All out except the bottom one. They don't wear shoes, they take those off. They don't have chairs, they sit on the floor. They don't have projectors. I don't know what we're going to do the day we have a power cut. They don't have loudspeakers. They certainly don't have microphones. They don't have technology. They don't have instruments, which I go, oh no. We're really blessed with instruments. Yes, they might do, that's true. And they don't have Bibles. And it's really interesting, actually, we take our Bible so much for granted, we often don't bother to use it. We see it on the screen. We don't give Bibles out anymore. And if people look at their phone, we all go, what are you doing? You know, forgetting they could be looking at the Bible app on their phone. Thank you, Joan. Meeting in a church in Bangladesh is so different. It's very different. But the purpose is sort of the same. And if we just look at the next slide, seeking the kingdom of God above all else and living righteously, knowing that he will give us everything we need. It's quite a challenge, isn't it? The Reverend Barnabas Hembron, who's the mission coordinator with the Bangladesh Baptist Church, actually wrote the notes for this sermon. And seeking the kingdom of God above all else and living righteously is a challenge for all of us. We know that Bangladesh is a beautiful country and that God loves that country just as he loves every country. There are 52 ethnic groups within Bangladesh and thousands of small villages. But many people are poor, and what do? They move to the city seeking a better life. And Reverend Barnabas says, you know, that for him, this is a picture of what's happening inside people. They're seeking something better spiritually. And thankfully, we're free to seek, and this is our blessing and opportunity. For them, as a Christian minority, less than 1% of the population, the government protects them. There's no restriction to sharing the gospel. But at the same time, there can be many problems. Sometimes the message of Jesus can be shared openly, but at other times it's hidden and opposed. And they experience many challenges with injustice and corruption. It's not easy for believers. But interestingly, Christian people in Bangladesh are generally known for being just and honest. I wonder what we're known for. Or are we just known as that strange bunch that, you know, meet in that rather austere-looking building, set well back from the road and reality? I don't know. But it's a challenge, isn't it? What do people think of us? Are we known not only for being just and honest, but for being Christ's messengers? So it's a country of opportunities, but it's also a country of challenges. The good and the bad, the different cultures, the languages, the religions, all jumbled up, mixed together. And that's where this reminds Reverend Barnabas of the parable that Jesus told, the parable of the kingdom. He says, when I read this parable of wheat and weeds growing together, I think of villages where I have worked in Bangladesh. Maybe there are 20 families in a village, and maybe 7 families have received Christ. Others have not received Christ. There is a church pastor, there's a village leader and a committee, and so the village, there are two parts. They're trying to live together. And the parable helps us to understand how to work in these villages and how to live in this world. And this is what Reverend Barnabas sees. First, he remembers that God gives us time. The passage says, "Sir, the field where you planted the good seed is full of weeds. Where did they come from? Should we pull out the weeds?" He says, I think Jesus is giving us an example. When the workers ask the farmers, should we pull out the weeds? Jesus gives time. Our instruction is that we should give time. I say to our people, you must not leave them. You must not uproot them or yourself. Give time for change to happen, because the final judgment belongs to God. As a disciple, when life is difficult, Reverend Barnabas says, I often want to remove myself and get rid of others suddenly. But Jesus doesn't tell us to do that. In that circumstance, I encourage the believers not to blame, not to accuse, just continue to love and to invite. Invite people to eat together, to meet together, to celebrate and share together. In this way, we offer love and we give more time. Give time. We may get tired and short of patience, but remember, Jesus' time and our time are not the same. Secondly, many good things are hidden from our sight. No, you'll uproot the wheat if you do, the passage said. Let them both grow together. When Reverend Barnabas hears this story, he remembers that in many places there are hidden believers. There are things we do not see. If we work and push to extremes, then maybe we will uproot these good things which are hidden. We don't see everything. Like the prophet Jonah, we can misread the situation and be too fast in judgment and miss what God is doing or what God wants. We should not judge what God does not judge. Many good things are hidden, and we should be careful not to uproot them. And thirdly, he says we should be motivated by love. Let them both grow together, the passage said, until the harvest. Then I will tell the harvesters to sort out the weeds. I like, says Reverend Barnabas, to encourage our people to act lovingly and not hastily. The workers want to act quickly, and because they're angry, they say, "Where did these weeds come from?" They quickly want to judge and pull out the weeds. And because of our fixed ideas, we separate quickly between good and bad, heaven and hell, and easily we put people in different groups and then stop loving. Jesus' method is to say that hasty removal is not good. Jesus' method is that only when he says it is time, that is the time, and that he is the one who will do the judging, and in the end, he will be the one who puts things right. We should always make sure we are motivated by love. We should offer life. Go to the people. Don't hate them. Offer and receive hospitality. Love them. We know that some practices are wrong, but we should pray and love. And finally, fourthly, he says we need to wake up spiritually. That night, verse 25 said, when the worker slept, his enemy came and planted weeds among the wheat, then slipped away. The final thing Reverend Barnabas says is that he notices is that when we are asleep, it is then that the enemy is at work. We need to wake up spiritually, because if we're spiritually sleeping, then bad things can grow. It's important to encourage our people to be awake spiritually, to resist the enemy and to pray. The enemy leads people down dark and wrong pathways. 5 times every day in Bangladesh, we hear the call to prayer. It makes a loud noise across the city from the loudspeakers on the minarets. Our Muslim neighbors believe that the loud call drives away the enemy. This can also be a good reminder to us that to be awake is important. When we proclaim the love of Jesus, it is powerful, and we should not be silent, and we must not be asleep. Jesus said, "Seek first the kingdom." He told this kingdom parable to teach us about our lives in this world. Our prayer is for all the seeking people in Bangladesh and in all the different countries of the world. May more and more find care and peace and justice. And I thought Reverend Barnabas had some good points there. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, we pray Paul's prayer for the Ephesians over Bina, James, and the future inspiring evangelists you'll be supporting through your gifts to the Seek First the Kingdom program and other programs. Paul said this, "Ever since I heard about your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all God's people, I have not stopped giving thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers. I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation so you may know him better. I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in his holy people, and his incomparably great power for us who believe. So for James and Bina, we pray for more Christians to come forward to serve in remote and unreached parts of Bangladesh. We pray for the BMS-supported training programs, that they will effectively equip faithful men and women to share help and everlasting hope across Bangladesh. We pray for protection over these evangelists and new believers they're supporting, many of whom face persecution. We pray for families who are living with the constant threat of flooding. And we pray that the BMS-supported team will be a lifeline for many people. We pray for many thousands of people to come to know Jesus and experience the abundant life only he can provide. And we pray together a prayer that's on the screen. Forgive us, Lord, when we have failed to be thankful for all your blessings. Forgive us, Lord, where we have put our hope in our wealth rather than in you. Forgive us, Lord, where we haven't shared what you have given us with others. Forgive us, Lord, for those moments when we only think of ourselves and not the needs of others. Help us to become a grateful and generous people as we put our hope in you. Amen. We're going to sing again, but we're going to just split this song up a little bit. So you'll get the flow, all right? So please stand as we just sing the first verse of O Lord My God.
O Lord My God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the works thy hand hath made, I see I hear the mighty thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art.
Please be seated. And here's a reflective prayer with video and audio, please.
Pray Paul's prayer for the Ephesians over Bina, James, and the future inspiring evangelists you'll be supporting through your gifts to seek first the kingdom. Ever since I heard about your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all God's people, I have not stopped giving thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers. I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation, so that you may know him better. I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in his holy people, and his incomparably great power for us who believe. Pray for more Christians to come forward to serve in remote and unreached parts of Bangladesh. Pray for the BMS-supported training program
that it will effectively equip faithful men and women to share help and everlasting hope across Bangladesh. Pray for protection over these evangelists and the new believers they're supporting, many of whom face persecution. Pray for families who are living with the constant threat of flooding. Pray that the BMS supported team will be a lifeline for as many people as possible. Pray for many thousands of people to come to know Jesus and experience the abundant life only He can provide.
Of Bangladesh that we've been hearing about this morning, but the stories taking place in Israel and Lebanon and Gaza, the stories of Ukraine and Russia. We pray for the personal healing stories of Len and Jackie. For Daniel, for Don, for the family stories of Dawn and Pauline, Simon, Rachel, and Abigail, for the stories of loss, for Jerry and Hannah. And the stories of returning home after holidays for David and Catherine and for Alan. For those who are tired, for those who rejoice, for those who know and those who don't. The future is in your hands. And in you we trust. Amen. Please stand as we continue to sing.
Discover the hope of Jesus. Bangladesh is a remarkably beautiful place, and there are numerous opportunities for God's work in this land. I feel a calling to visit the areas where God's message has yet to reach, to proclaim Jesus' name and to share the gospel. Working among the tea plantation workers here is something I deeply cherish. The people of Bangladesh are experiencing significant poverty, often struggling with food insecurity. Many children are unable to attend school. Women especially face discrimination and lag behind in education.
The individuals I encounter in my missionary work often lead sorrowful lives. I offer encouragement, share the gospel with them, and pray for their well-being. Through this, many individuals find hope and strength, and numerous people have come to believe in Jesus.
We love James and Bina very much. They visit our family 2 or 3 times a week, and we pray together.
Before James and Bina came here to the tea gardens, we did not know anything about Jesus Christ. We were in a bad situation. But after embracing Christianity, we feel that things have improved in our daily lives. When the flood came and destroyed some houses in our village, we faced many problems and could not work. Our biggest challenge was not having any food. But James and Bina supported us greatly by providing rice and other food. We faced discrimination after embracing Christianity, as there are only 2 Christian families in our village.
We endured a lot of trouble, but James and Bina offered us help. We feel a lot better now.
When I witness the personal transformation of families due to my efforts, it brings immense joy and encouragement, reinforcing my belief that God is actively at work in these places. I hold a deep affection for this region and its people.
Christians and non-Christians seek our help, and we witness the power of prayer in their lives. Many individuals have embraced Christianity and are eager to learn more. I feel called to work, particularly with the children, whom I love deeply because education plays a crucial role in this transformation. Children who previously did not attend school are now enrolled, and we see remarkable progress in their lives. I aspire for them to receive a quality education and pursue their dreams of becoming teachers or doctors. I believe it is my calling from God to support and guide them towards a better future. It fills me with pride to know that I am making a difference. There are many places across Bangladesh where people are facing challenges and hardships. We are needed in these places to spread the message of Christ.
For us, watching James and Bina in their ministry is a real privilege. We are astounded by them. They have a really clear vision from God, and they work tirelessly to take the good news across the tea gardens.
People like James and Bina bring hope to communities. They share love and gain the respect of people. So imagine how great it would be if we could equip more people like James and Bina to work across Bangladesh.
The plans that we have is to set up a training centre where we train couples specifically to go into areas so they can do outreach. We're going to train them in some community skills so that they can bring holistic mission into the areas where they're working.
Our vision over the next 5 years is to train at least 120 people and support them in being messengers of hope.
Your gift of £15 could help us train more people like James and Bina so that we can bring the good news of Jesus across Bangladesh. Will you give so that people who've never heard about Jesus before can hear about him for the first time?
Your gifts and prayers really will help to transform lives across Bangladesh.
And most of us like a good cuppa, but probably don't give a lot of thought about where that tea has come from or how, you know, the work that's gone into picking the leaves and turning it into tea leaves and tea bags. And without wanting to get into the environmental issues about whether the tea bags are degradable or not, but that's another story you might want to consider, we need to be messengers of hope. When we're in the Welcome Bap, when we're in a coffee shop, when we're at home, when we're meeting with other folks, hopefully we are messengers of hope rather than messengers of doom and gloom. There's lots of doom and gloom, but there's not a lot of hope. We could make that difference. And James and Bina are trying to make that difference there in Bangladesh, where they are working. We're going to sing again.